我们一同打开圣经希伯来书第三章。
Let us turn to the third chapter of the book of Hebrews.
圣经希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
我们一同读从第一节念到第六节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 6.
翻到了我们一同开声来读。
Let us read it together.
希伯来书第三章第一到第六节。同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄，你们应当思想我们的任为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在上帝的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西更算是更配得多荣耀，比房屋更尊贵，因为他但建造万物的就是上帝。摩西为仆人，在上帝的全家进城南进中，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子治理上帝的家，我们若将可夸的荣耀坚持到底，便是他的家的。我今天没有戴眼镜来，所以看得很不清楚。
I didn't wear my glasses, so I can't
see. 我下个礼拜要换一本大本的圣经。
I got to take a bigger.
每一个字都大一点。
Bigger words.
不会这样辛苦。一个人无论如何会老的。
No matter what happens, you will grow old.
所以我们的视力就慢慢减少。
And our visual power will go weak.
我们的解经大会。
In our exposition.
我们要努力把人带到主的面前来。
We are trying hard to bring people in front of God.
否则变成主经中会，又变成查经小会了。
Or else you become a very small Bible study
session. 因为在这五个城市里面。
Because within these five cities.
这个吉隆坡现在还是在这种印尼以外最大的一个查经会。
The Kuala Lumpur still have the biggest number of audience.
1000多人参加。
About more than 1,000.
在印尼，我们的解经就在主日崇拜里面，所以大概1500人到2000人参加。
In Indonesia, because it is Sunday, so there's 1,500 to 2,000.
新加坡在退步了。
Singapore is digressing.
有的人说新加坡是大的城市。
Some people say that this is a big city.
可能新加坡人的 taste 不是太高。
But we don't have good taste.
所以如果那些表演的歌星来，就很多人来了。
So if you have stars, a lot of people will appear.
要听比较困难的人就少了。
But if the sermon is difficult, fewer people will come.
这是很可惜的事情。
This is regretful.
因为我们如果不追求更深的了解神的话语，
because if we do not have an in-depth study of the word of God,
很容易被这世界的东西呢动摇我们的根基。
We can, our foundation can shake easily by the world.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
好好研究神的话语，
so that we can study His word.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
我们今天的继续传讲第三章里面的信息。
We want to continue with the messages in chapter 3.
你还记得上个礼拜我们讲些什么吗？
Can you remember what we spoke about last?
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
Holy brothers who share the heavenly calling.
这句话就是第一章、第二章，耶稣基督做的工作有所呈现出来一个特殊的团体。
And this is a special summary of the chapter 1 and chapter 2.
基督是从天差遣下来。
Jesus was sent from heaven.
为寻找神的儿女。
To seek after his people.
使我们应当从成为上帝的后裔。
So that we can become the descendant of God.
基督为长子。
And Christ is the elder son.
我们就为神其他的儿女。
We become other children of God.
神把自己的儿女赐给耶稣。
When God gives Jesus Christ his children,
让基督成为我们的长兄，他称我们为兄弟。
It was so that he can become our eldest brother and he will become his siblings.
他成为我们的兄弟，并不以为羞耻。
And he is not ashamed to call us his brothers.
因为他已经使我们成为圣洁。
Because he has sanctified us.
所以在第二章就告诉我们。
That's why chapter 2 says.
使人成圣以及得以成圣的原是属于一。
That which makes man holy and that which is holy is one.
所以我们就变成圣洁的弟兄了。
And we become holy brothers.
到了第三章第一节的时候。
By the first verse of chapter 3.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling.
我们都同样接受这个呼召。
We have shared in this calling.
是从神而来的呼召。
And it's a calling from God.
天上来的呼召。
It comes from heaven.
这是最荣耀最尊贵的一个呼召。
This is the most glorious and honorable calling.
我们跟主守的时候。
When we are following the Lord.
我们是蒙天召跑天路的人。
We are people who are called by heaven and we are moving along the pathway to heaven.
我们因为主基督成圣的工作的洁净的人。
We have been sanctified by Jesus Christ because of the work he has done.
因为基督所赐给我们生命，所以基督弟兄的人。
Because of the life that he has given to us, we are his brothers.
所以是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
That is why the Bible says holy brothers who share in heaven calling.
你们的思想，我们认为大祭司 师徒的耶稣基督。
Takes your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest, which we confess.
这个又把第一章、第二章再一温习起来了。
Again, it's a revision of chapter 1 and 2.
因为第一章告诉我们基督是使者。
Because chapter 1 says that he's the apostle.
而且是超过所有天使，远比天使更高的使者。
And he is a messenger that far surpasses all angels.
第二章告诉我们耶稣基督是祭司。
Second chapter says that he is the priest.
他是亲自成了血肉之体，站在神与人中间的祭司。
He is the priest that took on the flesh and became between man and God.
他是忠心的祭司。
He was a faithful priest.
他是有怜悯的祭司。
He is a compassionate priest.
这就是第二章的最后第二节里面提到这句话。
We see this in the second last verse of chapter 2.
他是忠心慈悲的大祭司。
He is the merciful and faithful high priest.
我们思念耶稣基督。
We need to fix our thoughts.
那么到第三章接下去要我们思想什么呢？
What are the other things that we ought to think about?
我们要认识我们的主是一位怎样的主。
We must know what kind of Lord we have.
第三章的主题就是比摩西更尊贵的耶稣基督。
The theme in chapter 3 is Jesus Christ is greater than Moses.
第一章我们看见耶稣基督比天使更高。
Chapter 1 says that Jesus is higher than the angels.
第二章我们看见耶稣比天使更低。
Chapter 2 says Jesus is lower than the angels.
又是神又是人的中保。
And he is a mediator between God and man.
来呈现上帝为人所预备的救恩。
To accomplish the salvation that God has prepared for man.
第三章就提到耶稣比摩西更高。
And chapter 3 tells us Jesus is higher than Moses.
这个要点是犹太人很难明白。
This central theme is difficult for the Jews to understand.
最需要明白的。
But it is the one that they are most needed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为犹太人的历史中间呢，前无古人，后无来者，只有一个摩西是最大的。
Because in the history of the Jews, Moses was the greatest.
犹太人以摩西为他们的骄傲。
They are proud of Moses.
犹太人以摩西为他们的夸口。
They are boast about Moses.
因为在他们历史中间有一个伟人叫做摩西。
Because a great person existed in their history, and that was Moses.
不但在希律的书信书写的时候情形是这样。
It was the case when the New Testament was written.
直到今天还是这样。
Till today, the situation is the same.
我坐在一个飞机里面的时候。
I was once traveling in a plane.
我见到一个人，他没有吃一些肉，猪肉的事情。
I noticed that some person did not eat any pork.
我就问他，你是回教徒吗？
So I asked, are you a Muslim?
他说不是。
He said no.
你是什么宗教的徒呢？
And I asked, what kind of faith do you believe in?
他说我是一个犹太人。
He said, I'm a Jew.
我心里想，这个飞机至少有七八个钟头是上帝抓他坐在我旁边给我传福音的机会。
I thought that God has given me an opportunity to preach to the person.
我就开始祷告，主要怎么对犹太人传福音。
So I asked the Lord for wisdom to preach to the Jew.
要怎么样开口？
How should I say?
从哪里讲起？
Where should I start?
犹太人一听到耶稣，他就摇头了。
Because the Jew will not like to listen about Jesus.
不能接受耶稣基督。
They cannot accept Jesus Christ.
所以开始问他了。
So I asked her.
我说我很尊重犹太人。
So I have respect for the Jew.
我很佩服犹太人。
I respect them.
因为犹太人出了很多伟大的人物。
Because they had great people in history.
他说怎么有伟大的人物你所认识的呢？
And the person said, which person do you know?
你是谁呢？
Who?
我在物理学方面呢，有爱因斯坦。
I said, in physics, it's about Einstein.
他就点点头了。
The person said, yes.
在音乐界方面有 Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy。
In music, there's Mendelssohn.
后来我讲了一大堆以后呢。
And after a lot of illustration.
不但出了这些，还出一个马克思。
And I said, also Karl Marx.
他马上变脸起来了。
And the person was angry.
他是乱来的犹太人。
He said, that's not a good Jew.
他说我们不要算在里面的。
It's not a Jew that we will count.
我们不把马克思当作犹太人。
We don't think Karl Marx is a Jew.
那我就捉弄他，那到底他是不是犹太人？
So I asked, is Karl Marx a Jew?
他说是，他是犹太人。
And the person said yes.
我们不算他当犹太人。
But we really don't count that person.
我们不认为他有什么特别。
We don't think he's special.
我的意思，我就对他说，你们好的就承认，坏的就不承认是吗？
I said that that means that you just segregate and take the good and not the bad.
不是这样的。
And the person said no.
他说是怎么样的？
I said then what's the situation?
真正犹太人是尊重上帝的，马克思根本心中没有神，所以我们不算他是正统的犹太人。
A true Jew will honor God, and so Karl Marx did not believe in God.
这个我感觉有道理。
And I thought the person was right.
或者你们还有一个犹太的哲学家叫做 Benedict Baruch Spinoza.
And I said you have another philosopher Spinoza.
或者你也知道这个事情。
He said, oh, you know Spinoza.
我有一点哲学的知识就是。
I said I have a little bit of knowledge of philosophy.
Spinoza 是不是犹太人？
It's a Spinoza.
Spinoza 是给我们犹太人把他开除出去的犹太人。
He said Spinoza was chased out of the Jewish race.
所以他不承认的。
So not recognized.
有被开除的。
There are people who have been chased out.
我就开始讲了，请问你犹太人历史中间最伟大的是哪一个？
And I asked the question, who is the greatest Jew in the history of your people?
他说 undoubtedly it was Moses.
无可疑问的就是摩西。
摩西就是最伟大的犹太人。
Moses was the greatest.
他不但在犹太人中间被认为是最伟大。
Not only was he considered the greatest among the Jews,
全世界都应当承认他是最伟大的。
The entire world should recognize him as the greatest.
我就问他说你怎么讲呢？
And I asked how do you explain this?
如果没有摩西，这个世界就没有真正伟大的法律。
If there was no Moses, then there would not be great laws.
因为今天犹太人的四条诫命，旧约圣经就他说我们圣经里面的四条诫命，就是全世界法律最严谨的一个大纲。
And they say that the Ten Commandments is the foundation of all the laws in the world.
我说我很接受你这个意见。
And I say yes, I accept this.
我非常同意你的看法。
And I agree with you.
后来我问他说呢，耶稣是不是犹太人？
And I ask, was Jesus Christ a Jew?
他说耶稣是一个不大受我们欢迎的犹太人。
And the person say, well, he was a Jew, but we don't quite welcome him.
后来谈到飞机快要到的地方。
When we are about to reach the destination.
我就问他一个很重要的问题。
I ask a very important question.
照你看呢，耶稣在世界上的影响力更大呢？或者摩西的世界影响力更大。
By your opinion, do you think Jesus had a greater influence or Moses did?
他说就讲不出来了。
哎，对，不是 cannot answer。
或者你承认不承认，耶稣对世界各国的影响是大过摩西对全世界人的影响
？Do you acknowledge that Jesus Christ had a greater influence than Moses on the world?
To some extent, it is.
有某一种程度是的。
从某一个程度来看，对的。
To some extent, yes.
但我们还是认为摩西才是最伟大。
But we think that Moses was the greatest.
所以犹太人对摩西的尊重。
The honor that the Jew had for the Moses.
从来不肯改。
Or has never been changed.
因为他们先把摩西当作最大、不可超越的一个最大的圣人。
Because they've assumed that he was the greatest sin that cannot be surpassed.
摩西以前、摩西以后、空前绝后，没有人。会比摩西更伟大。
Not a single person before or after Moses would be greater than him.
这种思想已经深根蒂固，已经蕴藏在犹太人的骨髓里面了。
And this concept is so deeply embedded within the Jewish consciousness.
上帝把他的独生子耶稣赐到世界上来的时候。
When God gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, to the world,
人就不能接受。
They cannot accept Him.
因为那脑中对摩西偶像化的伟大的形象，绝对不会给一个拿撒勒人说过去。
Because they've idolized Moses, he cannot be replaced by a man from Nazareth.
所以希伯来书的作者就要对犹太人说，摩西的伟大还不如耶稣的伟大。
The author of Hebrew therefore need to tell the Jews that Moses was not greater than Jesus Christ.
那直到今天，犹太人接受希伯来书作者所讲的这些话吗？
But did the Jews accept this today?
没有。
No.
只一部分很少的犹太人，蒙神拣选在真教会的历史中间的人，他们看出了耶稣基督的伟大。
They are only a minority group of the Jews who have been selected by God to see the greatness of Jesus Christ.
其他犹太人还是睁着眼睛做瞎子。
But most of the Jews are like blind people with open eyes.
耶稣基督对当时的犹太人说：“如果你们瞎了，你们就没有罪。但因为你说我还看见，所以你们的罪还大。”
Jesus spoke to the Jews and said, "If you were blind, your sin can be forgiven, but because you can see, so you have a greater sin."
因为你说我还能看见。
Because you can still see.
所以你的罪还在哪里？
So your sin is still there.
耶稣这句话什么意思呢？
What did Jesus mean?
就是外面的看见不如里面的看见重要。
It means that what's external is not as important as what's internal.
我们外面的看见是受形象、受物质所遮盖。
What we can see externally has been shaped by the images of the material world.
我们里面的看见才是透过了物质的障碍，看见神永恒中间的荣耀。
But what we can see internally surpasses what the obstacle in front and see the glory of God.
只让犹太人看见了耶稣在他的周围，但他们从来没有看清楚他到底是谁。
Which is why when the Jews can see Jesus in front of them, they cannot understand who he was.
圣经几次对我们说，你不可按外貌来待人。
The Bible says many times we ought not to judge people by their exterior.
保罗自己承认，我们过去曾经按外貌来待人。
The Apostle Paul admitted that in the past they did that.
But 我们如今不是如此。
But we no longer do that.
当保罗还没有看见耶稣基督是谁的时候
，Before the Apostle Paul recognized Jesus Christ,
他立刻基督徒了。
He persecuted Christians.
他反对耶稣基督。
He was against Jesus Christ.
他不承认基督是弥赛亚。
He would not acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah.
当保罗有一天真正认识耶稣是谁的时候
，But one day when he truly recognized Jesus Christ,
完全改变过来了。
He was completely changed.
甚至一生一世做耶稣基督的奴仆，他也甘愿。
And he was willing to be the slave to Jesus Christ for the rest of his life.
他以能服侍耶稣基督为尊荣。
He felt it was glorious that he could serve the Lord.
他把自己降卑到一个地步。
He was so humbled.
他说：“从前我以为对我有益的。”
He thought that those that are good for him in the past.
现在我都当作有损的。
Now I treat them as harmful.
为了基督的缘故。
All because of Jesus Christ.
我把万事当作粪土。
I consider all things as if they are nothingness.
这是人类历史中间价值观转变的最大最大的一个描写。
This is an illustration of the greatest change in the very system in the history of man.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督是最高的宝贝。
Because Jesus Christ is highest treasure.
世界物质的这些享受算什么呢？
All the material gains we have in the world is nothing.
把这些东西都当作粪土一样。
Apostle Paul said, all these are nothing.
为要得着我的主耶稣基督。
So that I can gain Jesus Christ.
好，就是说我活着就是基督。
I live in Jesus Christ.
我失了就有益处。
And when I die again,
无论是生是死,
it doesn't matter whether I'm alive or dead.
照常让基督在我的身上被显伟大。
I want to manifest the glory of Jesus Christ in my life.
他写书信的时候这么说。
That's what he wrote about.
我做了基督的仆人。
I have become the servant of Christ.
我为基督，不是为人。
I work for Christ and not for man.
最隐藏的他对基督的认识是从神，基督的神性。基督的荣耀去认识耶稣基督。
It meant that he understood Jesus from his divinity and his glory.
现在我们怎么明白我们的主是谁呢？
How can we understand who our Lord is?
如果你单单从伯利恒到哥哥他去认识耶稣基督的一生。
If you only understood Jesus from Bethlehem to Calvary.
你最多认识一个最伟大、最无私、最慷慨就义、最勇敢的诗。来牺牲自己的一个伟人。
You will only know a great person who was the most courageous, most compassionate, who gave of himself to man.
但是圣经讲我们对基督的认识不是如此。
But the Bible says we do not know Jesus in this manner.
耶稣基督在世界上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth，
他说：“你们若看见人子升回他原来的地方，又怎么样呢？”
What would you do if you see the Son of Man ascending to the place where he came from？
就是你现在不要看我在地上有肉身的这一段的时间的情形。
That means don't look at me in this physical state.
我原在父的右边。
Originally, I was at the right hand of God.
原生的儿子。
I am the son of God.
与父上帝同享创世以前永远的荣耀。
I enjoy the everlasting glory with God the Father before the creation of time.
你们若回到人子生到原来的地方又怎么样呢？
What are you going to do if you return back to where the son originally came from?
这一句是人子的地上非常伟大。也是很沉重的心情的一个挑战。
This was a great challenge that the Son of Man had on earth.
这句话里面启发给我们。
This phrase inspires us.
我们的基督论不应当只在肉身的这方面认识他。
That we ought not in our Christology to know Jesus Christ only in the physical.
我们超越这个现象界。
We must surpass this image that we see.
在本体里面看见基督是什么。
And see Jesus in his essence.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
希伯来书的作者说。
The author of Hebrews says.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Holy brothers who share in the whole heavenly calling.
我们应当思想。
Fix our thought.
想。
Think.
想什么呢？
Think about what?
思想的中心就是我们所认为实则。为大祭司的耶稣。
The central theme of our thought is Apostle and High Priest Jesus Christ.
然后这段圣经继续里面做什么呢？
And then it continues.
耶稣基督，他呢是那个建在上位设立他的，在做金钟的工作。
Verse 2, he was faithful to the one who appointed him.
耶稣为设立他的在金钟什么意思呢？
What does that mean to be faithful?
这是神所特别设立的一位。
He was specially appointed by God.
如果我们看以赛亚书第42章。
If we see Isaiah chapter 42.
那你看见耶稣上帝自己讲这句话。
You will see God himself saying this.
看哪，我所仆人。
Behold my servant.
我所扶持。
That which I hold.
或者就是我所设立的这一位。
Or that which I have appointed.
我所拣选的。
I have selected him.
看啊。
Behold.
你要看他
look at him.
你要明白他
，understand him.
详细考察他
，and study him carefully.
神设立耶稣基督
，because God established Jesus Christ.
设立耶稣基督做什么呢
？For what purpose?
设立耶稣基督做传扬真理的使者。
He appointed him to be the servant and messenger of truth.
神设立耶稣基督做挽回祭。
To be the atonement for us.
神设立耶稣基督做众仆人的模范。
God appointed Jesus to be our example as servants.
他不灰心，他不丧胆。
He was not discouraged or disappointed.
他不扬声，他不使人认识他。
But he does not boast of himself.
他没有呼喊使人认识他自己。
He did not shout others to worship himself.
我的仆人。
Behold my servant.
我是设立的。
I have appointed him.
我是扶持的。
I'm reliable.
我是拣选的。
I selected him.
我是喜悦的这一位。
I'm pleased with him.
这样的蒙赫神西利这个名字，赫神西利。
So he's pleasing to God.
在旧约里面是用在大卫王的身上。
In the Old Testament, it was used upon David.
永恒中间只有基督。真正绝对配的这句话。
But in eternity, only Jesus deserves to be used.
我所喜悦的。
Him whom I'm pleased
with. 当耶稣在世界上来的时候。
So when Jesus came to the world.
父两次使天的门开起来。
For two occasions, the Lord opened the heavens.
亲自做见证说。
And bore testimony himself.
我所喜悦的。
This is the person whom I'm pleased
with. 我所喜悦的。
I'm pleased with him.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
Whom I'm well pleased.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
希伯来书第三章告诉我们，他为设立他的全然尽忠。
And Hebrews tells us that he was faithful to the one who appointed him.
给我们看见基督的服事，是因为尽忠而讨得上帝的喜悦。
It tells us that God was pleased with him because he was faithful.
神要我们的侍奉，就要我们用尽忠的心。来侍奉他。
And God wants a faithful service from us.
在这里给我们看见呢，他不但为设立他的敬忠，就像摩西在上帝的全家敬忠是一样的。
The Bible says, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house.
那么摩西在上帝的全家敬忠这句话从哪里来呢？
Where did this phrase come from?
这句话是从民数记第二十六章第七节来的。
This comes from Numbers chapter 26.
那么为什么要有这么一句话产生出来呢？
Where did this phrase? Why is there a need for this?
因为摩西侍奉主到一个地步的时候，
because at a certain stage of Moses' ministry,
连他自己的哥哥、他自己的姐姐都妒忌他。
His own brothers and siblings were jealous.
哎，当这样的事情发生的时候，你感到人性是可怕到一个地步。
At that time, you realize that we have such a bad nature.
Moses 侍奉主。
Moses was serving
Aaron.
亚伦
也侍奉主。
Aaron did the same thing.
米利安也侍奉主。
Miriam did the same thing.
摩西是家里面最小的一个。
And Moses was the youngest.
是亚伦是他的哥哥。
So Aaron was his elder brother.
比他大三岁。
He was older by 3 years.
米利安比他大几岁，我们不知道。
We do not know how old Miriam was.
因为全本圣经除了这个亚伯兰的太太曾经被记在他的年龄之外，没有其他女人的年龄被记在下来。
Other than the wife of Abraham, no other women had their age recorded in the Bible.
所以米利亚一定是比亚伦更大。
Probably Miriam was older than Aaron.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为是他把摩西放在篮子里面，放在这个呢尼罗河，那么在远远的地方等看他这个弟弟的命运如何。
Because she was the one that placed baby Moses onto a basket and put it on the river Nile.
所以摩西没有死。
Moses did not die.
结果被法老的女儿娶去，把他养大起来。
And he was adopted by the daughter of Pharaoh.
是米利安有份有功劳在里面。
And Miriam was part of this.
所以我相信米利安这个时候年龄一定比摩西大很多的。
So I think she was much older.
当上帝呼召摩西做圣工的时候。
When God called Moses.
摩西说我没有口才。
Moses said I'm not articulate.
上帝说我要亚伦与你一同去替你讲话。
And God said, I will send Aaron to speak for you.
所以摩西直接领受上帝的呼召。
Moses received direct calling by God.
亚伦是间接领受了上帝的呼召。
And Aaron received indirect calling.
当摩西同亚伦与法老王交涉，上帝用十次的大灾难，使他们最后不得不放松以色列人离埃及的时候。
When Moses and Aaron faced Pharaoh and the 10 plagues came and the people were left.
Miriam 也与他们一同出来了。
Miriam was one of the people in the Exodus.
当他们面对红海，两边高山，后面的法老的追兵在最困难的局势中间的时候。
At the most frightening situation facing the Red Sea and have pursuing armies behind them.
神用大全能 之后来分开，使他们在干地中间的行走。
And allotted great power and divided the Red Sea that they may pass on dry land.
从那一天开始，以色列人看见这位大能的神是与他们同在，也是引导他们走这条道路。
From that time onwards, the Israelites realized that the God is of great power and He's leading them.
当他们离开了红海
，After they left the Red Sea，
走上这陆地的时候
，And they are on earth。
那个时候，他们亲眼看见追跑他们的法老王就被红海的水把他淹没而死了。
They could see with their own eyes how their armies were destroyed by the Red Sea. After that, what happened? And it was the greatest praise. A greatest concert. There are 2 million people singing at the same time.
谁听呢?
Who are listening?
没有人听。
Nobody is listening.
There is no audience. The greatest concert with no audience.
The greatest concert with no audience.
历史上只有这一次。
Only once in history.
谁做指挥呢?
Who is the conductor?
米利安做指挥。
Miriam
was the one. 米利安带领以色列百姓一同高声歌颂上帝。
And she led the people of Israel in praise of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
米利安是个有音乐恩赐的人。
So she probably had musical talent.
有领导才的人。
She was able to lead.
又是最大的领袖的姐姐。
And she was the sister of the greatest leader.
身份来头。真的不晓得。
So she had great status.
亚伦是哥哥，米利安是姐姐，摩西是家里面的小弟弟。
And Moses was the youngest in the entire family.
当摩西被上帝大大重用的时候
，When Moses was greatly used by God.
竟然这两个人生有妒忌的心。
These two persons ironically was jealous.
难道上帝的话只临到他吗
？How can the word of God be upon him only?
他岂不是我的弟弟吗？
He's only my brother.
如果不是我照顾他，给法老王女儿养去的，今天不知道在哪里。
If I did not take care of him, he would have been dead by now.
我一生一世就跟他一同讲侍奉。
Why should I follow him the rest of my life?
那怎么办呢
？What to do?
他们妒忌耶和华的时候
，When they were jealous,
神要告诉他们
，God spoke to them.
摩西是我自己所设立的。
Moses was appointed by me.
因为他是我全家里面敬重的。
Because he was faithful to me.
你们不能对待他。
So you cannot treat him like this.
大发脾气。
And God was angry.
使米利安变成长大麻风。
And Miriam had leprosy.
上帝是轻慢不得的。
So God should not be despised.
神是设立的仆人。
The God servant appointed by God.
神亲自恩膏他。
When God anointed the person.
妒忌也没有用。
It's no use being jealous.
你打也打不倒。
You cannot defeat them.
因为是神在他的身上。
Because God is upon him.
那么摩西凭着什么上帝这样喜悦他呢
？And why was God pleased with Moses?
因为摩西在上帝的全家中间敬重。
Because Moses was faithful in all of God's
house. 摩西属于什么支派呢？
What tribe did he belong to?
摩西属于利未支派。
He was a Levite.
那么以色列家几个支派呢
？How many tribes were there?
以色列家有十二个支派。
They were five tribes.
犹大、利未、但、亚瑟、加特、以撒加、西布伦，这个拿弗他利、约瑟、便雅明，还有这个其他的两个，一共十二个支派。
From Judah all the way to Benjamin.
流遍西面犹大利未但亚瑟加他以撒加西布伦拿弗他利又是变两个对了十二个支派
12 tribes
那么摩西是不是说我只顾我这个支派就够了呢
Did Moses say just take care of my own tribe
不是的
No
摩西一定要对全家敬重
He was faithful to the entire house of God
今天我很难过的事情是什么呢
The thing that I'm sad about today
我们许多基督徒只有民族思想状态
Many Christians only have the thought of their nationality.
我们只有我们的民族的狭窄的心态。
We have a narrow nationalistic view.
我们没有办法为神全家来敬重。
We are not faithful to the entire household of God.
中国人只注意对中国人传道。
The Chinese will only take care of the Chinese.
福建人只注意对福建人。
The Hokkien will speak to the Hokkien.
客家人只管客家人的。
The Cake only take care of the Cake.
福州人只管福州人对。
Or the 福福州 will take care of the
海南人不顾别的教会，只顾海南教会。
The 海南人。So take care of the Hainanese church.
我们怎么能够做神全家敬重的仆人
？So how can we be faithful to God in His whole house?
摩西这一方面的侍奉，成了我们每个人的榜样。
This is an example for all of us.
他是在上帝全家里面敬重的仆人。
He is a servant who was faithful in all of God's house.
这是何等美丽的一句话！
This is such a beautiful description.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我能不能只顾我自己的教会呢？
Can I just take care of my own church?
不能。
No.
我只能顾我自己的城市吗？
Can I just take care of my own city? No.
因为还有许多的地方有需要。
Because there are needs all over the places.
我如果能够用各种语言讲道，我愿意到不同的地方、不同的国家去为主做见证。
If I can preach in different languages, then I'm willing to go to different places to preach.
其他的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要有一种。 全家尽忠的侍奉的心态在我们的心里。
We need to have an attitude where we will be faithful to all of God's
holy. 你的神的儿女不是单单以我们相同的这一种民族、这种语言这样狭窄的一个范围。
Because the children of God is not confined in this narrow scope within our own people.
我们不能用我们的堂会来看上帝的国度。
We cannot use our own church to look at the kingdom of God.
我们用上帝的国度来看我们的堂会。
We should look at our church from the perspective of the kingdom.
就两个礼拜前我已经讲很清楚。
Two weeks ago I spoke about this.
每个教会一个堂会，不过是神大国度里面、神的大家庭里面一个小查经班而已。
Every single church is just a small Bible study group in the entire kingdom and family.
我的宗派算什么？
What is my denomination?
我的堂会算什么？
What is my church?
我不是说你不应当有信仰的立场。
I'm not saying that you are not to have that doctrinal stance.
我过去对你说，我是归正神学的立场。
I've always told you that I belong to Reformed theology.
归正神学不是归正宗的宗派。
Reformed theology is not a Reformed denomination.
归正神学就是从教文要把全教会带回圣经的这个运动。
Reformed theology is the movement that started from John Calvin to bring all the churches back to the Bible.
归正神学是一个运动。
Reformed theology is a movement.
归正神学是一个路线。
It is a direction.
归正神学是一个原理。
It is a principle.
归正神学是一个全教会都应当好好尊重的一个总原则。
Reformed theology is a general principle that all the churches should obey.
完全顺从于圣经。
Because we want to be submissive to the word of God.
必须不断改正自己，使我们的观念归回圣经的原意。
We ought to reform ourselves all the time so that we can return back to the word of God.
有许多人把归正神学当作一个历史运动，以后就没有作用。
Many people think that the Reformation was just a historical fact.
不是的。
No.
因为这是历史历代每一个教会、每一个基督徒、每一个宗派都应当用这样的精神回到圣经里面来。
In all generations, every church, every Christian, every denomination ought to have the same attitude to return back to the Word of God.
有人以为归正神学就是一个固定、已经死掉的系统。
Some people think that Reformed theology is a dead system.
不是的
，No.
这乃是继续不断使我们有活力到圣经的原理来改正自己。归回神的道的一个运动。
It is a movement that is continuous so that we can continually change ourselves to go back to the word.
你不能说摩西是立位支派的。
You can't say that Moses was a Levite.
所以你属于立位，你不属于这个以法莲。
You belong to the Levites and not the Ephraim.
你属于立位的，你不属于便雅悯。
You belong to Levites and not Benjamin.
Moses 是属于以色列全家的。
Moses belonged to the whole of Israel.
Moses 是向全家尽忠的。
He was faithful to the entire household.
因为这个缘故，他特别喜悦摩西。
Because of that, God was specially pleased with him.
因为摩西是在以色列全家尽忠的。
Because he was faithful in all of God's house.
这句话在利未民数记里已经提出来了。
We can see this phrase in Numbers.
新约的希伯来书再把这件事再把它发扬出来了。
And the author of Hebrew again quoted the same verse.
摩西是个很伟大的圣徒。
Moses was a great Christian.
当以色列人败坏的时候。
When the Israelites ran astray, when they worshipped the idols and was against God, Moses was in pain for them. When the Israelites think about the enjoyment in Egypt, they did not want to follow him. They were grumbling.
摩西的领导
and they do not want him, his leadership.
摩西心中痛苦得不得了
and Moses suffered in his heart.
这是伟大领袖所背的十字架
This is a cross that great leaders must bear.
但摩西死了又怎么样呢
After the death of Moses,
这些人为他大声哀哭
all of them cried loudly.
很久的日子
for a long time,
很长的时间
mourn for a long time.
他们为摩西哀哭
they cried for Moses.
请问哭多久啊罗伯斯他们为摩西哭了四十昼夜
They cried for 40 days and
night. 为什么呢
Why?
骂他死了才哭他
Because they scolded him when he was alive, but after he died, they mourned him. And this is a great person.
这个流氓活着的时候大家哈哈哈对他很好死了就骂他
A gangster, everybody is good to the gangster, but after they died, they scolded him.
暴君活着的时候大家怕他死了以后大家咒诅他
In a dictator, everybody's afraid of him when he's alive, but after he dies, you curse
him.
Because he used power to control everybody. Moses was not
like that. I
believe that every single tribe mourned for him because now they know that he's gone, he was a great leader. When he was alive, nobody cried for him. But after he died, millions of people mourned for 40 days. It tells us that a lot of people have hindsight. When there's good things in front of us, we do not respect it. When there's good opportunity, we do not take advantage of it. But one day when all these are gone, when we do not have the grace anymore, the more you think about it, the more you're in pain. Because we only rely on hindsight. Moses was faithful in the whole of Israel. At this climax, at what situation? At the stage where all of Israel was against God. God said that he's going to destroy Israel. To destroy the whole of Israel. But Moses, because you were faithful, so I will bless your descendants, so that generations will grow, that they become a nation more than the Israel today. What was the response of Moses? He said, thanks to God, the opportunity is here. My family can be big. For the rest of the generation, my name will be big. It will be great. Because Israel is lousy. All the people did not respect God, so I hated them. I should have a kingdom of Moses. He said, may your will be done. Thank God for the opportunity. I waited for a long time. Why don't we have all the descendants now? Was this the case? No. He said, God, do not desert the Israelites. For your name's sake, do not destroy them. Do not get rid of them. Forgive them. If that's not the case, please remove my name from your book of life. Dear brothers and sisters, a servant like that who is so faithful, then you know why God is so pleased with you. Moses was a faithful servant in all of my household. That is why generations after generation, the Jews had great respect
for him.
So it is very difficult to change the concept. It is almost impossible. But by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the author of Hebrew wrote all this. We want to ask a question. Why was Moses considered as the greatest? He was greater than two things. First, he was greater than all the angels. Second, he was greater than all the prophets. Take note of why the Israelites think he was greater than the angels. Did not God give Moses the law through the angels? So Moses received the law through the angels, so how can he be greater than the angels
then?
When he received the laws from the angel, the angels are just a messenger to pass the message to him. But Moses taught the law to the people. So that several millions of the Israelites understood. He was faithful in all the households. Which is why the Israelites consider him greater than the angels. They believe that the law are words that come forth from the angels.
真正教导他们的是摩西。
But the person who truly taught them was Moses.
以色列人认为摩西比天使更伟大。
The Israelites think that Moses is greater than the angels.
今天的许多人认为母亲比父亲更伟大。
Just like today, we think that our mothers are greater than the father.
虽然母亲在家里没有赚钱。
Although the mother does not make money.
不成为我们经济支持的来源。
She's not the source of economic source.
她没有什么伟大的事业。
She doesn't have great work.
她的思维上也没什么名声。
She's not famous in the society.
外面的人看父亲更伟大，家里的人看母亲更伟大。
The outsiders think that the father is greater, but in the family we think the mother is greater.
父亲把钱带来交给妈妈，妈妈买了一大堆东西把孩子养大，所以母亲更伟大。
Because the father will bring the money, the mother spends it and bring up the children.
天使把律法传给摩西。
Angels brought the law to
Moses.
And Moses taught it line by line.
所以摩西比天使更伟大。
So Moses was greater than the angels.
那么你不记得吗？第一章告诉我们，耶稣比天使更伟大。
But chapter 1 says that Jesus was greater than the angels.
第三章的犹太人观念中间，摩西比天使更伟大。
In the third chapter, in the concept of the Jew, Moses was greater than the angels.
耶稣也大过天使，摩西也大过天使。到底耶稣跟摩西哪一个更大？
There's this two person is greater than the angel, so which one actually is greater?
所以这就变成第三章要讨论的重要的主题了。
This is the main theme of chapter 3.
他就名正言顺的说，耶稣比摩西更伟大。
Immediately declared that Jesus was greater than Moses.
那么这个一定有根据，对不对呢？
There must be a reason to this.
耶稣凭着什么会比摩西更伟大呢？
Why was Jesus considered greater than Moses?
我们大家要思想这个问题。
We ought to think about this.
第二样。